And we are live. Love that.
This episode of The Morning Skate is brought to you by Key Sparkling Water. Key Sparkling Water, guys. Not your average sparkling water. It's Major Key, man. This stuff is wicked, wicked good. They are sponsoring your softball team. If you guys get a chance, give Ked's Keys a follow on Instagram.
Number 28 for the kid here.
yeah, we actually we're doing like player trading cards. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, so but instead of the back, like where stats would be, we have questions. So like your walk-up song, what your favorite key flavor is, your favorite bar, favorite movie, favorite drink of choice, your favorite kind of beer, a hidden talent, your favorite Keds moment, and is it true if you don't use it, you lose it? So rapid fire, really quick, Brownie. Not a lot of thought right off the top.
All right, hold on. I just responded to a text. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Not a lot of thought, no explanations right off the top of the dome. Ready? Walk-up song.
Mankind's theme from WWE, the car crash.
Okay. Favorite key flavor, pineapple, passion fruit, blood orange, cherry, or key lime?
I like the key lime.
Your favorite bar to go to?
Oh, it's gone now. But my favorite bar was the 401. Shout out Wolfie if you're listening, because he'll know. Current, my favorite bar, I'm gonna tell the boys, the kids who I coach, we went and met him at this place, Finnegan's, which is a real dive bar, but it was a good time.
All right. Favorite movie?
All time?
Yeah.
One movie.
One. Off the top of the dome. Three.
I'm going to say Ghostbusters.
Okay. Good one. Favorite beer. Favorite type of beer. So, for example, a boat beer, a happy hour beer, a shower beer, a locker room beer. What's your favorite kind of beer?
Post-hockey beer in the parking lot.
Okay. Hidden talent?
Hidden talent? Yeah. I can juggle and do accents, kind of.
Okay. And your favorite Keds moment? You're not on Keds, so that one's okay. And then is it true if you don't use it, you lose it?
100%.
There it is. That's Key Sparkling Water, guys. Head on over to keysparklingwater.com. Promo code TMS24 saves you 20% off. they have good flavors. Key lime, the blood orange cherry, or blood cherry orange, and then this pineapple passion fruit that I'm about
to. That one's good too, yeah.
Fucking delete. So,
well, put it this way. I'm all out. So that's how good they are here. Will say that's. I think that might have been the first time I've been on the receiving end of Lightning Round.
And you were pretty good on it too. It was right off the top of the dome. But yeah, Key Sparkling Water, check them out. We have a podcast to get into, so I'm going to hit the music and we'll see you guys in 25 seconds. Holy shit, the New York Rangers are the 2023-24 NHL's President Trophy winners. That's right. We don't have the cup yet, but the Rangers.
Oh, God. Talk about getting ahead of yourself. Jeez Louise.
The best regular season out of all 32 NHL teams. The Rangers were better than all of you if you're not a Rangers fan. This is your host, Ked. I'm joined by my co-host, Brownie, who's not a Rangers fan, so suck it, nerd. Brownie, how's everything going, buddy?
Good. From what my little group chat here, they're in the Bruins just lost, and they're like, here comes Toronto. So I guess that means the Bruins are playing the Leafs.
Okay.
Kind of wouldn't want it any other way, though, you know?
No, you wouldn't. The Leafs and Panthers, though, are playing tonight, and they are beating the shit out of each other. I don't know if you've seen this. Kachuk's been at it. There's been some really interesting games the last couple of days, but I mean, we have so much to talk about.
What do the Rangers line up with?
Whoever. Well, if we're the best team,
it would be the worst team, right?
Yeah. So I think so. That's the thing. There's a lot of different matchups. It
could be the Penguins. You know,
it could be the Oh no, it could be the Penguins.
I'm gonna call up Louis. What's his name?
Louis.
Who was the guy that
Not Louis DeBrusque, Louis Domingue. Wow.
Yeah,
Louis
DeBrusque.
Off the weed, Ked. But we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of really cool shit happening. So let's just kind of get into it. Mea Culpas.
Hi, this is Mea Culpa, and I'm here to introduce the Morning Skate's Mea Culpas with Ked and Brownie.
All right, so is your phone ringing? Do I hear a ringing phone? Am I having a seizure?
No, right. I think you might be having a seizure, bro.
Okay, I'll just muddle through. Remember we talked about Linus Ullmark, his numbers since the trade deadline. So since he reportedly refused to waive his no trade clause at the deadline, he went 4-2-0 with a 1.51 goals against and a 960 save percentage. So that's pretty good down the stretch.
Although, yeah, good job on Linus.
We lost tonight.
Job on Linus.
So shut up. So remember you talked about McDavid's bad start at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Well, he went 8-21 for 29 points in his first 20 games played of the season. I told you, it's because he wasn't scoring goals.
Hey, really quick, though, the Red Wings need to win tonight to get into the playoffs. They were down a goal, and they just scored with 3.3 seconds left against the Habs to tie it up. To overtime. Yeah, the Red Wings. And they just did this. They just did this last game. Lucas Raymond scored with, like, fucking 30 seconds and won in overtime.
Good.
Holy shit. So they scored 4 seconds to go, tie it, send to overtime. That eliminates the Philadelphia Flyers. The Flyers are out.
Oh, so,
breaking news.
All right.
All right. Sorry.
All right. So that was McDavid.
How foolish is that? 8 goals, 21 assists. And I said he sucks.
No, it wasn't you. A lot of people said that because he wasn't scoring. I don't think he scored a goal for like his first 5 games. Everybody's like, what's wrong with McDavid?
Yeah.
Kessel to Toronto was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, a little bit.
And confirmed.
That was bad, dude.
I know. The PWHL trophy is the Walter Cup. That's the guy's last name, the Dodgers owner.
Did we get that wrong?
Well, no, we were Walter Walker, remember, back and forth. So Joey Mullen was undrafted, but he signed as a free agent.
Brownie, I don't remember. I was pretty banged up last podcast.
No, I know.
Let's put that out there for the people. I apologize for that. I've got several text messages from people that watch it on YouTube and were listening, and they're like, are you okay? This is a call for help. So
you were just pre-vacationing.
Yes.
So Joe Mullen... he was undrafted, like we said, but he signed as a free agent in 1979. And once I was like, why do I have this down here? And I went back and listened to just that park. And you were like, when did Joe Mullen get drafted? What draft was he? I'm like, and I didn't put it together that we were talking about undrafted players. And you kept yelling at me. When was he drafted? He was undrafted. It was the both of us. It wasn't just you.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, okay. It was pretty funny. The Florida Panther that McAvoy tripped was Anton Lundell. So fuck him. He deserved it, I'm sure.
Dirty fucking play.
Yeah, Lundell diving like that right by the boards. Crazy. the work shoes, the brand I could not remember is Merrell's. Those are very good work shoes. I feel bad.
Did I tell you what new boots I got?
Brand? Yeah, and you told everybody about it last week.
Okay. And did I like them at that point or dislike them?
You were not sure because they weren't breaking in and you were concerned.
Okay. I'm not concerned anymore. They're fucking broke awesome. In. They are fucking wicked, wicked nice. Carolinas, check them out.
I told you. Yep. And then the last thing, so this was brought to me by two different people.
Uh-oh.
Us talking about movies, they think is the most hysterical thing because every single time I'm like, how have you not seen that? And you're like, I don't know, man, I haven't seen it. And they just think it's the funniest thing. So shout out to those two people that mentioned that.
Well, did I tell you about my new crush? I have a new... celebrity crush who's my number one and quite frankly there's nobody close to her.
All right, let's hear it.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
J-Law, dude.
She seems like she'd be a fun person to hang around with too.
So I don't know if I told you this last week or not. Again, sorry guys. I've been watching the Hunger Games. Is this new? Finished it today. It was so good up until like 20 minutes left to go in this fucking series. Did you watch all four of them?
I don't think so.
Dumbest ending of any fucking movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Pissed me right the fuck off. But Jennifer Lawrence, you're super hot. Let's hang out sometime.
So. Did you see there's a movie she has out where she's like a disaster as a person and she...
Yep, I think you see a nip slip in that too. No, it's on naked. Netflix. Oh, full naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
She gets in a fist fight on the beach without any clothes on.
Yeah, she's awesome. Fucking bad. So funny. She's so hot. Yeah. J-Law, if you ever listen to the Morning Skate, I'd treat you so good.
That's it for the mea culpas.
Yes. NHL News. All right, NHL in the news time. Sorry, I got my Nashville peeps hitting me up. I am going there tomorrow. Just wanted to say that. Is there a new Civil War movie out right now?
It's called Civil War.
Is it about the Civil War?
No, it's about like if the country went to hell and it was divided. The one clip is one of the guy. They follow journalists and they're like trying to work their way amongst the different factions of the right and the left, I guess, is how it's divided. And there's this this guy, his name's Jesse Plemon. You know him if you saw him. He's a weird actor. He's like a weird dude, but he's a very good actor. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, he's a great guy, but he plays weird guys. That's what I should say. They were like, we're Americans. And he's got like a rifle and he's like, which American? It's like so creepy the way he is.
Yeah, my buddy said just got out of the Civil War movie. Holy shit, if that isn't foreshadowing the United States with a smiley face. All right, NHL news time.
Smiley face with it, but sure.
It like a not like a happy smiley face, just like a nervous.
All right, yeah. I gotcha.
All right. NHL 3 stars, third star, Nazem. I always get that confused. Kadri, Calgary Flames, 5 goals, 3 assists, 8 points in his last 5 games. Calgary went 2-2-1. Roman Josi, Nashville Predators, 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points in his last 5. Nashville also went 2-2-1. I was telling somebody, I think I got a haircut today, so I think I was telling my barber about why the Predators logo is a saber-tooth tiger, and he didn't know it, and he thought that was a really cool, interesting, fun sports fact.
You told me that last week, and I didn't know it either.
Yeah, that's what happens. Then Austin Matthews, Toronto, 6 goals, 2 assists, 8 points in his last 5 games played. Toronto's 2-2-1. Austin Matthews.
Can you hold right here for a second?
Might be the best hockey player ever.
Oh, please. So all these guys have 8 points. All their teams went 2-2-1.
Yep.
Okay. Why is Kadri third star, not second star?
Because Roman Josi's a defenseman.
Okay. Then why isn't Roman Josi first star?
Because he didn't score 6 fucking goals, dude.
Oh, whatever.
That's probably why.
I don't agree with it.
PWHL, the league. Maybe next year you can do your own 3 stars.
Oh my god, I should.
What do you think of that? I mean, you would have to be dialed in as fuck to the league, but like that could be kind of funny.
I'm just gonna read the box scores every morning when I'm taking my morning constitutional.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that'd be kind of funny, dude.
Because it would be pretty funny. You got to look at it like you got to look at time on ice. You got to look like Austin Matthews had 6 goals. How many were power plays? How many were empty netters? Was he out there for any penalty kill? Right.
Yeah. So no, it's a good point. The PWHL, the league, is back playing on Thursday after the women's worlds break.
Yeah.
This is huge news, guys. Huge, huge, huge news. The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake City, Utah. Per reports, the team staff and players will be heading to look at their new facilities right after the team's last game. And some players are not happy about the move. Per some AHL sources, the Roadrunners Arizona AHL affiliate will most likely move from Tucson to play out of the Mullet Arena. This is fucking awesome. I don't have to hear about, oh, the Arizona Coyotes and Scottsdale or Tempe. Will they build a rink? Will they not build a rink?
No, they're not building a rink. Yeah, Arizona, you're done. See ya.
How is it that they're saying that the team, like, this is a temporary move and a team may be back in Arizona? It's like, what are we doing? Why are we putting another team in Atlanta? I mean, they're doing all of this stuff.
No, wait, what, dude? They're going to Utah. Nobody's going to Arizona.
No, I understand, but they're even Disco's article that he posted was like, goodbye for now. Like, that's all the rumors that Gary Bettman will not let go of this Arizona dream.
I don't know, man.
Our friends at World Hockey Report, Cody. Did I say that right? Is it World? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a brain fart there. They put out a thing like asking for like ideas for names. There are some pretty good ones. Mine will not get picked, but I thought it was very funny. Sister moms. Sister wives. Utah sister wives.
That'll never happen, dude. Why is that funny? Explain that to me.
Because Utah are Mormon and they have multiple women and it's multiple wives. And
dude, I was telling Clap that the other day when we were in the car because he's also going on vacation right now.
Is he going with you?
No, he's going out to Vegas, and then they're doing like state parks. But I think he was going to Utah.
Oh,
nice. I was like,
"Oh, Utah!
Let me know." I was like, "Let me know how that is." I heard that a lot of people do a lot of fucking there, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "I think the Mormons. I think they all just like bang each other."
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, dude, I don't think so. I think it's the opposite." So then he talked about
Rumspringa.
How like they bang through like bed sheets. Have you ever heard about
that's
this? Not true. I forget what it's called.
That's Orthodox Jews. That's a like an old wives' tale.
I don't know. Soaking? It's called something like that. But
soaking sounds familiar.
I think that's what it is. I think that's like when they're in like they have like a sheet between them and they're just bumping parts. So I think that's happening.
I think that's our mea culpa. But go ahead.
Yeah, fucking look it up, dude. Just make sure you're
looking up.
You're
on
safe. Yeah, make sure your safe search is on.
Would you call it soaking?
I think it's called soaking.
I'm right.
Four Nations face off. The Canadian team has named Boston's Don Sweeney as GM and Dallas's Jim Neal as associate GM. Pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
you put that there because it was Don Sweeney.
No, I put there because it's hockey news and we were light on hockey news this week.
Yeah, okay. The IIHF Women's Worlds, Canada won gold as they beat the U.S. 6-5 in overtime. I didn't watch the game, but I'm just assuming they cheated. Stats are impossible to find. Why not easier? It's a good question.
Right here. Like, they don't put the fucking stats. They don't make it easy. Like, I was going to look up, like, Alina's stats. I was going to look up, like, Kendall Coyne Schofield, all the Husky alums, see how they all did. You can't find it. I can't even.
It's like beer league, dude. Like, have you ever?
Easy.
There's different beer leagues. Like, sometimes the beer league is sick in terms of like putting together their stats, and then other times they're fucking awful.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who's doing the stats. And at some point, I don't want to call them out because I like their site, but at what point is HockeyDB going to start tracking women's?
I don't know.
They should.
Maybe you can do that after you're done taking your morning shit and doing the three stars, dude.
I got a lot to do.
What was I going to say? Oh, I had a memory. Two memories pop up on my phone today. One was from 9 years ago. I went to see the Rangers game one against the Penguins with my old man. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And then last year I went full psycho at a hockey game. I had the puck and I got slashed. And I literally just let the puck go right off my stick. Everybody kept playing. I skated right over to the kid who slashed me. I just started going at it with him. So full fucking psycho mode. I'll send that video to you. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm like, God damn it. I need to like chill the fuck out a little bit. I don't know how we got to that, but NCAA's men's hockey, the Denver Pioneers won the title after shutting out BC 2-0. This is the 10th title in program's history. Second in the last 3 years. I saw that Cutter Gauthier was interviewed before, and he's like, yeah, there should be a lot of people crying over there, which brings me to this. Was this Boston College Eagles team like the easily the most like, what's the word I'm looking for? Just unlikable group of arrogant dickheads that you've ever seen in your entire life.
Are you comparing it to all BC teams or just hockey teams in general? Because I will say, as a
Massachusetts, they were hard to root for, dude.
As a Massachusetts resident, you either went to BC or you hate BC.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because they just seem like those fucking entitled dickheads who grew up and went to all the prep schools and know how to tie their tie fucking 15 different ways, and mommy and daddy. They didn't bring lunch because they just had it catered by Chipotle every day. Like, yeah, that's kind of the vibe that they gave.
You're batting 1,000 right there. And the funniest thing is that Boston College is not in Boston.
Mm-hmm. So. I remember you told me that when we did our little Boston trip. Yeah. They got shut out. There was a 6 save by Matt Davies.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, that was a big save.
Gabriel Perreault, the first-round pick of the Rangers, he went in. They were down 2-0. He went in, put the puck between his legs, and drove the net and almost scored a sick fucking goal. And I'm like, okay, I got into that. That's not bad. But Cutter Gauthier, what a fucking unlikable prick that kid is. And also, who's the other one? Is it Will Smith?
Yeah.
Is that a guy?
Will Smith.
God. Couldn't have happened to a fucking better group of guys. BU Macklin Celebrini became the youngest player to win the Hobey Baker Award at 17 years old. He's probably gonna be the first overall pick, so he will be going to Chicago more than likely.
Yeah,
so.
I don't care about the odds. I'd be stunned if he wasn't in Chicago. We were talking about how, like, Original Six markets that Bettman wants get the picks, and he has his thumb on the scale all the time. The Bruins just fucked it up when they had 3 first rounders.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look back through history, it's like, oh, that makes sense. He went there. Oh, Edmonton was having troubles. Hey, oh, McDavid, Draisaitl. You know what I mean?
Crosby to the Penguins.
Yeah. Oh, what are the odds? Yeah. Kane and
Mary Lemieux.
Yeah. 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 So,
yeah. Unfortunately, like, teams like Arizona just don't, they don't get the, they get the fuck you.
Yeah.
Toronto all-time goal scorers for the Leafs. Matt Sundin, 420 and 981 games played. Daryl Sittler, 389 and 844 games played. Austin Matthews, 367 and only 560 games played.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, Dave Keon, 365 and 1,062. And Ron Ellis, 332 and 1,034. So hate him all you want, dude. Guy fills the back of the fucking
He's third, yeah.
Boston play-by-play man Jack Edwards has announced that he will be retiring at the end of this year's playoff run after 19 years calling games, and the New England native and UNH product has decided to hang him up. In a statement, I grew up a Bruins fan and who had more fun than us over the last two decades. I recently decided that the time has come for me to finish my shift as the voice of the Boston Bruins. I'm no longer able to attain the standards I set for myself to honor the fans, the players, the Bruins organization, and Nesson with the best they all deserve. A lot of people are like, oh, like prayers do come true. And like, and then you have a lot of Boston Bruins fans that are super upset about it. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. I think that if he was a Rangers announcer, I would be very, very, very sad that this was happening. But he's not, and he's a very unlikable dude when he's not calling your team.
Yeah, that's fair.
I will say the passion that he has for the Bruins, like, you know, some people just get to live their dream and work every day, and they just have the most fun ever. And Jack Edwards got to do that for 19 fucking years. Like, that guy loves the bees.
So what he's said, he's been to doctors. It's not anything neurological. He didn't have a stroke. They really don't know what's happening. And I just hope he's okay because he's a relatively young guy. I think if he's 62, I'd be stunned. Mm-hmm. But I loved him as, I mean, listen, you want your play-by-play guy and your color guy to be homers. I'm sorry. If you don't, you're a fucking loser and you don't have any passion.
It's going to be fucking, he's 67 years old.
Oh, it's older than I thought.
It's going to be weird for you guys now.
Yeah.
Next year's going to be strange. I saw a rumor that I forget his fucking name. I just know he's really good. He's the Kraken guy. There's rumors that he might go to you. I forget his name. He's fucking excellent. Guy. Yes, the Kraken guy.
Fucking
John Forsling.
Oh yeah, Forsling. Wouldn't mind Forsling.
He's incredible, dude. The dude who called the Rangers game the other day on ESPN is sick. Was that who it was?
It was Ray Ferraro in between the benches.
I need to look that up, dude. I fucking.
So Sean McDonough. Sean McDonough is a local guy here. He does ESPN. He's fantastic. His dad was Will McDonough, who is a longtime Boston Globe reporter. Sean does a fantastic job. I'd love to have him call the Bruins games.
This is going to piss me off, and you can't just Google it either. It's not like that fucking pops up. That's so annoying. It might have been Sean McDonough.
I'm almost positive it is. He's been doing a lot of the games on ESPN.
Whoever it was, he was fucking excellent, dude. So,
hey, listen, I know he's got a sweet gig in Vegas, but I wouldn't mind seeing Gosch come back, Dave Gosher.
I don't think the Rangers are too far out with Sam Rosen with this.
Yeah, didn't you tell me he gets lost during the game and stuff?
He's been lost the last 6 years, Brownie. Like he's just nobody's had that conversation with him where it's like, hey Sam, you're throwing BP, dude, and fucking Albert Pujols is up the plate. Like Connor McDavid was back on the ice after missing three games with a lower body injury and notched Apple number 100 in the Oilers 92 victory over the Sharks. Quinn really prepared his team for that one. McDavid became the fourth player in NHL history to hit the century mark, joining Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Bobby Orr, and he became the first since 1991. I think Kucherov might have a chance.
Yeah, I think Kucherov's at 99 or 97, something like that. But with McDavid, he didn't get his assist until I think the ninth goal. They were like, all gas, no break. We got to make it. I mean, if you were on the team, you would do anything to get him the 100.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, even if it's just like a little touchback, give it back and then just pucks on that. Good for him. Crazy numbers.
Yeah.
That's since 1991, 33 years, bro. That's a long fucking time. Yeah. Wayne Simmons signed a one-day contract to officially retire as a member of the Flyers, as he should. When you think of Wayne Simmons, you think of him as a Flyer, and you think of, I mean, the Flyers did so well for so long, and then they kind of got away from it. Because if you think about it, dude, they had Mike Richards. Mike Richards was a fucking Flyer. They had Wayne Simmons. Wayne Simmons was a fucking Flyer. Since then, who have they had on their team where it's like they're a fucking Flyer? Travis Konecny, I would say, is a Flyer.
But you know what? The problem, what goes along with this, is their goaltending's been horrific since all of this.
Yeah, I mean, the Carter Hart thing was a little unexpected.
Ever since Pelle Lindbergh died, it's like they've been cursed in net.
They've had weird goalies, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to say who I think the best Flyers goalie was of my lifetime, Hextall would have to be there. And if it's not Hextall, then who's it? Like, Roman Čechmánek? Like, I don't even know who Ilya Brizgalov, dude. Was it Brian Elliott or Brian Boucher? He stunk, dude. Brian
Boucher, actually.
Brian Boucher stunk, dude. Really good at TV, but
he wasn't the greatest goalie, but he's excellent on TV.
He's great on TV.
Yeah.
Ryan Miller on being passed by Jonathan Quick for all-time wins as a U.S.-born netminder. I really enjoyed our time as teammates on the national team. Also, being parents of teammates, our sons played together over the years. We've all seen all sides of the game. I am happy for him for sure.
This would have been a much bigger story if Ryan Miller was sour grapes about it, but he seemed to be sincere in his rooting for Quick. They seem like they're buds.
Okay, I have a hot, not really a hot take. I just don't think that I like Ryan Miller, but I think he's a good dude.
That's fair. Yeah,
that makes sense. Like, yeah, I don't think I'd be like, holy shit, I'm hanging out with Ryan Miller, but I'd be like, he's a pretty good guy.
He's a nice guy.
The Broadway Blue Shirts have clinched the President's Trophy after beating Ottawa Senators 4-0 on a Monday night. Let me tell you what, last two games of the year, the Rangers came back, tied it up against the Islanders, and then won in a shootout. Artemi Panarin, fucking buzzing, dude. And then they come out and they beat the Senators, which I know, not a great team.
Hey, they beat the Bruins tonight, so.
They beat them 4-0 on home ice. And let me tell you what, that's the type of win that you need going into the offs, dude. You need Igor Shesterkin being like, yeah, I pitch shutouts, my guy. You need Matt Rempe not dropping the mitts, playing fucking whistle to whistle.
Did he play a whole game?
Played the whole fucking game, not a fight, and they were challenging him. Whistle the whistle, Rempe is what I call
him. Who is challenging him?
They called somebody up that Rempe had fought earlier this year, last year. Rempe actually lost to him. And then the Iwama guy?
Did Brady challenge him?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
He's out of Brady's weight class, but I just – the way
Brady would fight him.
No, that's what I was going to say. He's out of Brady's weight class, but the way Brady Tkachuk's been running around with his hair on fire, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Brady would fight him. But fuck, dude. That's if you're a Rangers fan, man.
Future Bruin, Brady Tkachuk.
There was a report that came out recently that Panarin's really stepped it up because there was some like kind of animosity between him and Gerard Gallant. Apparently, Gerard Gallant called him out in the locker room in front of a bunch of players last year, some shit during the playoffs, and apparently it did not stick well with Panarin or a lot of members of the team. Makes you think.
What a shock that
Zabina's
dad and Kreider got all butt hurt.
I know, but it makes you think. Makes you think why the Gerard Gallant shelf life is so short.
Yeah, it could be. You got a point there. But listen, Laviolette doesn't have a long shelf life usually either.
And let me tell you one more thing. Listen. I don't like cap circumvention. I do not enjoy it. I think it's wrong.
It's the rules, dude.
I think Phil Hedel coming back, practicing with the team, they say he's medically cleared. It's a fucking miracle. We perhaps could have Phil the Thrill Hedel for the first round of the playoffs. Let me tell you what. We have Zibanejad. We have Trocheck. We have Wenberg. And we have Barkley Goodrow. We don't need another center. You put Phil the Thrill out there with Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider. You put a guy out there who actually likes to shoot the fucking puck and won't cater to Kreider and Zibanejad. I tell you what, we're dangerous, man.
I'm telling you now.
Fucking dangerous, dude. If Phil Hedel is healthy, we are dangerous.
I just want to timestamp this for when Sidney Crosby wills the Penguins past the Rangers in 5 games.
Yeah, because he did it last year, right?
Well, last year
or the year before, dude. No,
Truba should have been suspended for the rest of the playoffs for that.
I mean, the Penguins probably are getting in, right? And you know what's funny about
it's going to come down to tomorrow night.
Do you remember at the beginning of the year I went on that one podcast and they were asking, hey, like who do you have favorited for a Stanley Cup? And I said the Penguins were one of them. I was like, we just got Carlson, all this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they stunk this year. And I was like, fuck, I hope people don't play that clip. That did not make me look good.
This is our ex-hockey.
Now look, I might have been onto something.
Yeah, and they're going to play the Rangers.
terrible timing. But if they get in the playoffs, dude, you can't tell me that I'm an idiot. At least they made it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Broadway Blue Shirts are buzzing. I can't wait. Game one, I'm going down to see Rex in Nashville. We're going to watch. He's like, do we go to the bar? I'm like, fuck no. We're going to stay at your place. We're going to get beers. There's a hockey game after. I'm bringing my hockey shit down there too. So I might skate with them. So we might get a little drunky, watch the game, and then go fucking for a skate. It sounds fucking really cool.
You should go out there and do that opening face off when the guys like pull the beers out from their pants and whoever chugs it gets the puck. Whoever wins.
Teenage Wasteland. Bab O'Reilly's going to be fucking playing, dude. The Rangers. I was kind of worried because they had lost a couple games. I'm like, fuck. Like, this is.
And for those that are watching live, this is not the Rangers segment. So just buckle up for
this. This is the Rangers segment. I wanted to get this all out now. Philip Hedel
Filipino.
Jakob Silverberg announces retirement at the end of the season. The Swedish winger played parts of 13 seasons in the NHL for Ottawa and Anaheim, put up a stat line of 168 goals, 205 assists for 373 points in 819 games played with 264 PIMs. He also chipped in 18 goals, 27 assists for 45 points in 69 playoff games. I would nominate him for the Yawn Award because he makes me yawn, dude. Like, whoa, just a very underwhelming player for me. Underwhelming as
fuck. He's a bottom six forward who was defensive responsible. Yeah.
I don't like him.
All right. Go ahead.
God, Pittsburgh Penguins. So, when Sidney Crosby passed Phil Esposito on points, number 14 on the NHL all-time list, on 4/11, he hit a few other milestones. He became just the 14th player to hit 1,000 assists and required the 7th fewest games played to do so at 1,269. He's also the 7th player to hit 1,000 assists with one team. Ked tried the other 6. With one team? Gretzky with the Oilers?
Yeah.
Lemieux with the Pens?
Yeah.
Or with the Bees? No. Howe with the Red Wings?
Yep. Three more.
Joe Thornton with the Sharks?
No.
Bork with the Bees?
Yep. Nice. I didn't think you would get that one because he's the only defenseman.
I feel like it's pretty. Maybe Korea with the Ducks. I don't know.
Stevie Y.
Okay.
And Joe Sakic.
Damn, I should have actually had those. Okay.
The closest active player to Sid is Patrick Kane at 33 with 810. So I don't think he's getting caught for a while.
Yeah, probably not. But then you have McDavid putting up.
I was just saying, until McDavid does it, right?
Jesus, yeah. Yeah, just a couple years from now, I'll have it. more Pittsburgh, Eric Carlson. Actually, one other thing about Crosby, I saw this. He gifted Tom Sestito's kid a signed stick. I saw this picture. I posted it today. And the note pretty much said, "Hey, I just want to let you know when your dad was on the ice, I felt a full foot taller." That's what you wrote on the stick, which I thought that was fucking really cool.
So like, there's been stories more and more coming out as of late with Crosby.
He just seems like a nice dude. Like
picking up tabs in restaurants because someone's got a Penguins jersey when he's on vacation and shit like that.
Yeah.
I think he's given more access as he's nearing the end of his career, which could be another 5 years, right?
So this says, "To Killian, I felt a foot taller with your dad on the lineup. All the best, Sidney Crosby."
Yeah. Like the Jager night, he was one of the first guys out there with the wig on. And from what I understand, the Pittsburgh PR team was like, "Wait, Sid said he wanted to wear the wig?" Like they were stunned. Yeah. And like he let them film him at the All-Star when he blew off the All-Star game and to skate by himself in Montana. He let the NHL have access to that. It's like a little more peek behind the curtain than he's done in years past. Did you freeze?
No, I didn't freeze. There's something going on right now. Apparently, somebody tweeted out, "What an absolutely devastating way for the Red Wings to end their season. They sent it to overtime with 3 seconds left, and then the Flyers pulled their goalie with over 3 minutes left in regulation with the game tied 1-1. Washington would score with the empty net." Wait.
You said three different teams.
Yes. So Washington scored on the empty net because Philly needed a regulation win.
Oh, and that Washington win is going to keep Detroit out?
I think that's what had happened. I think that's what happened. Detroit is now off. That's
because Detroit didn't control their own destiny.
Wait, this can't be real. More breaking news. I think the Penguins have been eliminated from playoff contention. So I think it's going to be Capitals Rangers is what I'm looking on Twitter right now. I don't know if you see this or not. Flyers didn't need to pull a goalie because the Red Wings tied it towards.
The Red Wings won.
Yeah, but something happened.
Won, so the Caps bumped them.
Yeah, so the Capitals are. Yeah.
The Capitals are the second wild card.
And the Flyers didn't know that they were already eliminated, so they pulled their goalie and the Capitals scored.
That sounds nothing. Sounds more like the Flyers than that, to be perfectly honest. With you. Yeah, everybody loves torts except for the X's and O's.
Oh my god, dude! So Rangers, Capitals. Thank you.
Well, no, how? Although but that's, no, there's still game. Pittsburgh's playing tomorrow night, right?
No. Washington's in clinched. Pittsburgh Penguins eliminated. Dude, I'm looking at it. It says right here.
All right.
So, yeah, there we go.
So who's the are the two wild cards then?
The Capitals and the Islanders.
Well, I don't know. You're the one who's like, it's clinched. It's official.
That's what everybody's saying, dude. I wouldn't lie to you.
Say it doesn't mean it's true.
Oh my god, dude! It's not. Not everything's a conspiracy theory, man.
I'm not saying it is, but good lord, you're like going. You're giving me half the info, man.
I'm giving you out the info that's supplied to me via one tweet at a time.
Yeah, off Twitter. Wait, what the fuck?
The Tampa Bay Lightning and the Washington Capitals are the wild card teams.
All right, there you go. That's all I was asking.
There you go. Wait, so you guys get the Lightning?
No, I think we get Toronto.
I don't know how this fucking works, dude.
I don't know either. All right, continue. We'll figure it out for the next podcast.
Eric Carlson played his 1,000th game. Wait, dude, I was just talking about how smart I was about Sidney Crosby getting into the playoffs, and then literally they got eliminated.
That's the morning skate difference right there, buddy.
Eric Carlson played his 1,000th game, lost to the Bruins. Swedish defenseman has played parts of 15 seasons, Ottawa, San Jose, and Pittsburgh, putting up a stat line of 189 goals, 627 assists, 816 points, and 1,001 games played, 466 pims. He's logged another 8 goals, 45 assists, 53 points in 67 games in the playoffs. Won a silver medal at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi and Summit, and he has 3 Norris trophies. So
Mr. Norris Trophy there on his 1,000th game gave up the game winner because someone on the Bruins rimmed the puck, and he was coasting on a power play. And Marchand went and grabbed it and dog walked him and scored shorty. I was like, oh, and that's when I tweeted out from the morning skate. You knew that was me, right? When you saw it come out.
I mean, I don't think Disco is doing that. Vegas in the annual springtime tradition. Mark Stone is cleared to play. He'll be activated off LTIR in time for the playoffs. And in more tradition with Vegas,
Mark Stone coming off LTIR.
Yeah, and trading for fucking sick players and locking them up to giant deals. 8 years, 7.35 for Noah Hanifin. Since joining Vegas, he has 2 goals, 7 assists for 9 points in 16 games played, while averaging over 23 minutes paired mainly with Alex Pietrangelo. So
that's a lot of – that's what – Hanifin, Pietrangelo, those are the defensemen that Vegas wants, those good skaters that are long. Yeah. That's what they do. And I got to be honest with you, 8 years at 7.35 is a fucking deal for the Vegas Golden Knights for him.
Yeah, he's young too. So.
I think he's 27 maybe.
Yeah, so. I mean, I like it. Montreal BU's Lane Hudson joined the Habs for their last remaining games. I think he had an assist tonight. I think he threw a puck
What's
on
great about this from his point of view, if he comes up and plays 3 games, he burns a year off his entry-level contract.
Yeah, dude, I saw something today really quick about Will Cooley. He played in 81 of the 82 regular season games for the Rangers. Yeah. If he played in all 82 games, I think he would have gotten like a $100,000 bonus. So he missed out on a $100,000
bonus. That's Laviolette not being a player's coach.
I don't know.
Well, he'll be asking for a trade soon.
Player poll results. Toughest arena be the road team, Vegas, then Carolina, Boston, Colorado, and Montreal. Best ice in the NHL, Montreal, then Edmonton, Winnipeg, Minnesota, and Vegas.
The only Vegas, one there I was surprised about was Vegas.
They're new.
Yeah. I understand why the other ones, but you know,
I love that the top 3 are all Canadian ranks.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Most complete player, Crosby.
Wait, let's be honest. Minnesota is pretty much Canada. So go ahead.
Yeah. most complete player, Crosby, 5 times more than Barkov, Kopitar, McDavid, and McKinnon.
No, Crosby, this is the 5th year he was.
Okay. Yeah. And probably 5 times more, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Best stick handler, McDavid, then Kane, Hughes, Kucherov, McKinnon, and Panarin. Forward you'd want for a must-win game, McDavid, followed by Crosby, McKinnon, Kucherov, and Panarin. Panarin getting a lot of love this year.
Yeah, he's playing well.
Defenseman you'd want for a must-win game, Makar, followed by Hedman, Yossi, Hughes, and Fox. That's
Quinn Hughes, yeah. What?
That rubs me the wrong way. I mean, he won a Norris, and he's 5th.
Yeah.
Best playmaker, Nikita Kucherov, then McDavid, Draisaitl, Panarin, and Marner. Goal you'd want to win one game, Andrei Vasilevskiy, 3rd time, and then Shesterkin, Sorokin, and Hellebuck. So
I couldn't believe that Hellebuck was 4th. I was surprised at that.
Yeah. Hardest player to face in their own zone, Victor Hedman, then McDavid, Slavin, Kopitar, and Makar.
Good on McDavid and Kopitar for getting the nods in that. That's defensive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, McDavid's so much faster than everybody else, too, and he still plays physical. Best breakout passer,
Kale McCarr. I feel like this one was made for Quinn Hughes to win, and then Kale McCarr ended up winning it.
Yeah, this Kale McCarr, like Quinn Hughes, Fox, Hedman, and Carlson. PWHL player you most enjoy watching, Marie-Philippe Poulin, followed by Hillary Knight, Sarah Nurse, Jesse Comfer, and Kendall Coyne Schofield. Lena Mueller should be up.
I know. I was a little surprised.
Player you least enjoy playing against but would love on your team, Brad Marchand, followed by McDavid, Makichuk, Tom Wilson, and McKinnon. McDavid's so good that people are voting on this just literally because he sucks to play against.
Who was that defenseman that was like, oh shit, remember?
That was Pietrangelo, but that was McKinnon.
That's right. Oh, it was McKinnon? That wasn't McKinnon? Yeah, oh, you're right. My bad.
If you need to win a faceoff, who are you picking? Ryan O'Reilly, then Crosby, Giroux, Luke Glendening, and then Jordan Staal.
Dude, I went through a little bit of a rabbit hole with this thing with Ryan O'Reilly. He's having a career year. Did you realize that? It's like the quietest career year he's ever
had. Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's crazy.
He fell in love with the game.
He's got he's winning almost 55% of his faceoffs, which is an insane amount.
Trochak's up there. Player with the best style. Are they talking on ice or off ice? Probably off ice.
Yeah. Off, yeah.
Walking. David Pastrnak, then Nylander, Matthews, Kucherov, Jack Hughes, and Kane. What global destination would you like to see the NHL games at? Italy, followed by Sweden, England, Switzerland, and France. Italy, probably because that's where the Winter Olympics are being held next.
Well, I assume they just enjoy going to Italy too, Lake Como and all that.
All right. Yeah. So that's what we got. Let's do some dump and change.
So not a whole lot for dump and change. This was funny. Talk about playing dialed in. Did you see this? New York Yankee outfielder Juan Soto signed a ball for a fan during an at-bat, which was during gameplay.
Yeah.
Honestly, if that is – I thought it was fantastic because I don't really give a shit about baseball. But if that's not like a mockery, like this sport is so slow and I am so good, watch this.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? That's what it was like. I thought that was great. So instead of RIP, fuck off to OJ Simpson, because he passed away at the age of 76 from cancer in Las Vegas. So this is like, this guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer to separate the art from the artist, right? In terms of as a football player, he was the first NFL player to break the 2000 yard rushing mark, and he did it in only 14 games, which is insane. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a shitbag of a person. He was.
But
a phenomenal football player. And hey, this is to our friends, the Knowles, if they're listening. So apparently there's an OJ curse because since OJ killed Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, the Bills have not made the Super Bowl. Maybe this is their year. Put the futures down.
Interesting. Okay.
So at the Masters Golf Tournament, the media, all the media they're covering, if you get a credential, you get to put in a lottery to win a round at Augusta, which is apparently a big deal. This woman reporter from Wisconsin, Julia Westerman, she won the lottery and has never played a round of golf in her life.
I love that. And
people are
so mad.
Because not only has she never played, but they just started letting women play. I think what would make this story fantastic for me is if she went and played that one round and then never played golf again. And everyone was like, why'd you stop playing? Like, I played my first round at Augusta. How am I going to beat that?
How about she goes out there and she just fucking just tears up the course?
Like bad. You mean, oh, that'll probably happen. Yeah,
that would be fucking hilarious.
Dude. I hope she's out there like in a sleeveless t-shirt, like ripping beers. She's got music playing on the car.
Dart hanging out of her mouth.
Be fucking great. No, I'd rather see her fucking spitting and just hawking it everywhere.
Pack a lip, y'all.
And then the last one, WrestleMania did not disappoint. So my hero of the week, I'm folding this right in, is the Peacock. Is that what's called? Peacock?
Yeah.
Dude, they let you sign up for 1 month for $5.99, $6 to watch WrestleMania.
I feel like when I was a kid, it was like $40.
I think a pay-per-view, to buy the pay-per-view used to be like $70.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is a no-brainer, dude. And the headline match on one of the nights, The Rock was out there. John Cena came out. CM Punk was doing color commentary. Bubba Ray Dudley was a special ref, and they got the tables. It was fucking great. Triple H and the Undertaker.
Cerebral Assassin, dude.
Yeah, the Undertaker was there. The Undertaker showed up. The whole place went black. The Rock turned around. The Undertaker was there. Choke slammed him. All the lights went off, and the Undertaker was gone. It was fucking awesome.
That was probably the easiest fucking like $100,000 that guy ever made.
Yeah. My daughter, at one point we were watching and Lori was doing something and she came in, she goes, "What are you guys watching?" And Riley's like bouncing on the couch and she's like, "WrestleMania, Mom." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm in trouble for that." Oh, yeah, we had a blast watching because it's like cartoons, you know?
It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
So yes, so that's my hero of the week too, is the Peacock there.
I like
so
that.
That's it for Dump and Change, man.
Bruins.
All right, so Pavel Zacha and Charlie Coyle combined for 116 points this season with two games left, and they got shut out both. So, they got one goal tonight. So, I think Zacha might have had it.
Not a good way to go into playoffs.
No, not a good way. Krejci and Bergeron combined for 114. So, they were right there production-wise. After getting Michigan versus Carolina, Swayman, they asked him about it.
Not good.
And he said it was his goal to never have that happen to him. So he goes, "I have to put that hope in the toilet," which was such a weird turn of phrase. I thought it was funny.
It's pretty brutal.
So we were talking, you were giving me shit about Parker Weatherspoon and Andrew Peak.
Okay.
As the bottom pair. So they matched up against Tkachuk and Bennett after like the first 3-4 minutes of the Florida game when the Bruins won and shut them down. Tkachuk had 5 shots on net. 3 were before the matchup and his goal was before they switched it. And Bennett had 1 shot on goal. So if you take away Tkachuk's early, because he scored a goal like 30 seconds in his first shift.
You know what's funny, dude? As I watch, I mean, I think about how many Rangers games I watch, right? Mm-hmm. I never see if we're matching our defensemen against other lines.
Oh, I didn't pick up on this. I read this.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, dude,
once I saw it, then I went back and looked at it more. And I was like, oh, they did it. So they held Bennett and Tkachuk to a combined like 4 shots on net, no points.
I think the only time that happens is if it's like a playoff series and that's like a storyline.
Well,
like if Crosby's out there like, oh, hey, you know, Truman and Miller are going to be matched up against Crosby.
If you have the home, right, the last change, yeah.
But like a regular season game, I wouldn't.
Well, I think they were doing stuff getting ready for the playoffs. And this is where we talk about coaching matters. So we'll see if Montgomery can pull the switches or whoever handles the D pairings. Danton Heinen is the Boston nomination for the Masterson Trophy, which is the dedication hockey trophy. Mm-hmm. And tonight, Trent Frederick won the 7th player award, which I thought should have gone to Danton Heinen, but I'll take it for Freddie.
Okay.
That's a player who goes above and beyond what's expected of them.
I like that. Oh, yeah. The Stephen McDonald Extra Effort Award was given out. Vinny Trocheck won.
Nice. I forgot to put this in the doc, but I have the answers right here. I saw this earlier. There are 4 NHL teams that share the names with other sports, the nicknames. Do you know what they are?
Share the names of
the Bruins, if they're like the Boston Bruins and the UCLA Bruins.
Oh,
so there's 4 NHL teams that share it with other pro sports, the major four sports.
No shit. Okay. There's 4 NHL teams, the Panthers.
Yep, that's one. Florida Panthers, Carolina Panthers in the NFL.
Yep. Oh God. This is a really good question, dude. The Kings?
Yep. LA Kings for hockey and the Sacramento Kings for basketball. Halfway home, buddy.
The Jets?
Yep. New York Jets and Winnipeg Jets. One more.
And this is
a tough one. Yeah.
I'm gonna tap. I'm gonna tap.
It's the New York Rangers and the Texas Rangers.
Oh,
that's a tough look for you. Yeah. You got the hardest ones, and I'm like, is he not gonna get the Rangers?
Dude, I only have 1 Rangers in my heart. So
that's good recovery, buddy. I like that.
Fucking suck it, Texas Rangers.
So we don't have any news about
tough look, dude. Fuck. Okay. Yeah.
We don't have any news about the Northeastern Huskies because they are having their banquet on Thursday in 2 nights. So a lot of stuff's gonna happen there in terms of awards and stuff. But I do have this to report. I asked, so when I was texting Coach Karp, he talked about the banquet, and I said, oh, I guess my invitation must have got lost in the mail. He goes, you can come if you want. And then he goes, you can call it the Morning Skate Award. And I said, oh, my God, can we do that next year? We'll pay for a trophy, you know, which player was mentioned or appeared on TMS the most. He said, we definitely can do that. And I, at that point, I was like, look, we're starting to tread into some serious water here. I go, I am legit serious about this. And I volunteered us to go in Dumb and Dumber tuxedos. And he was like, I'm 100% in on this. He said the players would love it. So
we have to make the award look cool. The trophy has to look cool.
I have a trophy person, so I'll go see my trophy person.
But we have to be like clever with what it looks like. Like,
oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So to all those parents that are there, we will see you next year, because God help Northeastern if they're going to let us get up on stage and hand out an award. Yeah. That'd be sick.
That would be pretty cool.
We are dialed in with the Huskies. And he really said to me, he goes, the men have a fan favorite award. I go, you know, me and Ked, we're just here for the ladies.
Yeah, I like that. Attaboy.
So that's it. I got nothing for Northeastern. So, but that's it.
All right. We got Beer League Hockey.
Oh, you got to do your picture thing. You ready?
I'm going to try. All right,
you want to talk Beer League?
Yeah, we're going to talk Beer League, brought to you by Beauty Unis, dude. Beauty Unis, superior quality jerseys, complete hockey uniforms, bag, and apparel. And they're a proud partner of Three Ice and Beer League Heroes Everywhere. I really like the jersey that we're going to show off this week.
I think I like the Whiskey Trolls logo.
I think these jerseys are sick.
I'm not a jersey guy, but these are sick. The way this looks.
We'll get into it.
Hold on. Let me talk about Beer League first.
Yes. You are because
your boy is a champ. We won the Boston division. We are headed to Toronto for the Beer League National Championships in June. Casey and Lance, if you guys are listening, let's talk, because there's going to be like 60, 70 teams from all over the country. And if you want 18 fucking benders walking around in Beauty Unis gear, I can make that happen. So we should talk about something like that. It was, I think I texted you one assist, plus two and four PIMs. I got fucking two penalties called to me. I haven't got a penalty all year. And then the championship game, then they made it 3-2 when I was in the box. But some sad news out of this. Our captain, Johnny D, remember we talked about him last year? He's like 68 years old, 67 years old. So Johnny's goal was to play to 70. He's 69. And he fractured his thumb in the game, and he's talking about hanging up. We've all been like, John, take some time and maybe give it one more, because you don't want to see the guy go out like on an injury, right? You want him to go out.
He wants attention, dude. There ain't no fucking way that dude's giving it up at 69. He's like, come on, guys, tell me how much I mean to you. That's exactly what that guy's doing, because that guy is 1000% playing till he's 70. That is so classic Beer League. Like, there's always that one dude who's like, come on, man. Like,
I will say this. So the game, we're up by one. The game's ending, and they pull their goalie, 6-on-5, right?
Yeah.
Johnny's out there. He's playing forward, and they had this guy who could just wheel. And he went up the left wing wall coming up towards the blue line in the offensive zone. And John, our captain, threw a fucking cross check at this guy's head. But he was like, whoop, whoop, and peeled. And John put it right into the boards, and that's how he fractured his thumb.
Yeah, no. He's coming back, dude.
I hope so. He's a good guy. 100%, so, bro. That's it for my Beer League. So, yeah, playoffs in June, national championship. We go back to the homeland, and I would love to talk about the league that we play in, but they declined to sponsor us, so sorry.
Suck it, league. Key Sparkling Water, we're getting those jerseys. We're going through a different jersey company. Shout out to Ian McMaster, lacrosse coach.
Why are you not going to Beauty Unis?
They don't do softball jerseys.
Oh, it has to be
jersey? Dude, we're not going to wear hockey jerseys when we're playing softball.
That'd be sick.
No, it'd be so hot, dude. So we're going through Ian McMaster, who does, like, lacrosse, like, shooter shirts.
Yeah, I don't even know him. I know that name.
He was a lacrosse coach. So maybe that's, you know, Hudson Valley for a little bit. He was my coach in the six games that I played there. Really nice guy. Huh. But so the one jersey company, if we place the order today, we wouldn't get them until the end of or the middle of July. Dude, it's April 16th. Like, COVID's not around anymore. That's fucking ludicrous. You're telling me that's going to take me 2 months to get jerseys. So I scrambled, found Ian. Ian's got to put some shit together for me, but that's, he's my hero of the week because he made that shit happen quickly.
Nice.
Yep, so that's what we got going on, and the season starts fucking soon, dude. We are literally 2 weeks out. 2 weeks fucking out until softball season, dude. I love softball season. Fucking Stanley Cup season. A lot of things, a lot of good things happening. But, all right, so let's do the jersey first. Let's see if I can
make
this happen. We're not quite there yet.
You nailed it so far.
Oh, God. I don't know what one I do. I think this one. And then I think
you have to log in again.
Like. I think this one. Did that work?
There's a picture. Hey, it's there.
That's not bad, right? Anyway, Jimbo. The hammered heads, dude.
So this jersey is
so fucking sick, dude. I love the background, how it looks like fucking water and shit.
So the primary colors are like a royal blue, a navy blue, and white stripes. And then the entire background. Imagine being in somewhere warm on vacation, standing by the pool, and looking down into the pool, and that shimmery light filtration on the pool floor, that's what the entire background of the jersey looks like.
Brownie, you have your hidden talents being able to describe what the fuck's going on screen.
Maybe I should put in for Jack's job.
That was pretty good.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Hey, it's Brownie here. Up with you real quick. You thought Jack Edwards was a homer.
Bro, here's the thing though, is if you told people that you were credentialed like with the PWHL and Northeastern, I bet you they'd at least look. Like, I bet you they would be like, who is this guy?
All right. Hey, my buddy. So Alistair Poppycock, right? Years ago.
Yeah. Don't mention him though.
No. But years ago, the Bruins were looking for a new anthem singer.
Yep.
So we went to the same rink where he made all those videos, and Poppycock and one of his buddies, they did like a harmony. And I skated backwards, filming them singing "O Canada" and "United" and the Star Spangled Banner.
They were gonna call back.
Are they what? No, they did not get a call back.
They call back.
So, and the other details on this jersey, it looks like the numbers and the Captain C have shark bites taken out of it.
Yeah, they're cool jerseys. That's fucking hilarious. Thinking about you and like two of your buddies thinking that they're gonna be a fucking Bruins anthem singer.
I'll have to find it and we can put it up on our social media.
That's fucking funny, dude. I don't care who we are. That made me laugh. just them guys being so, you guys all being so serious about it too. That's just fucking awesome.
I was just there filming, man. I was a cameraman.
Sick jerseys though.
Where are these guys out of? Did they give us any
I don't know where they're out of, but I'm telling you, if I showed up to the rink and like I walked in and we were playing a team that had these jerseys, I'd be like, I would at the very least ask them where they got them from.
Not only would I ask them where they got them, but during warmups, I would be like some guy at the red line. I'd be like, hey man, those jerseys are sick.
Yeah, dude. They're like not fucking around either. So that was fucking cool. Good on them. And then I am going to, I'm going to stop presenting this. If I can. Yup. I'm getting fucking good at this. I'm getting dangerously good at this. And then bada bing, bada boom. Okay. So, beer league debate, bro. Oh, you know what I'm not good at though, dude? I forgot to do that and that. So, beer league debate, dude. We're just going to kind of.
We come from different sides of the coin on this.
Yes. And it's going to sound really stupid, but where do you tape your stick? And I would say an overwhelming majority of people are going to say in the locker room. And I understand. But the thing is you're doing it all wrong. You're doing it all wrong. There's nothing better than waking up, hanging out, knowing you have a hockey game that night, getting home, chilling, being like, I'm going to tape the twig at my place. You got the music playing. You can fucking do the tape. You can do the wax. You make it look all nice. You can leave your tape and wax at home so people don't tape troll you. You can get to the rink and, like, I don't know about you, but, like, when I'm at the rink and I know I don't have to tape my stick, I feel way less anxious. Like, if I know I have to tape my stick, that's in the back of my mind the entire time I'm there and I fucking can't stand it.
You tape.
So that's where I'm coming game? From.
What?
You tape your stick for every game?
Yeah.
See, that's another part we differ. I don't. I'll tape it if it needs it, but typically I won't tape it until we lose.
Oh, no. No, every game. Dude, well, I can put up fucking 8 goals. I'm taping that thing the next game.
Well, that's also why we've talked about this. I go heel, toe, toe, heel.
What do you mean you go heel, toe, toe, heel? You double tape it?
Yeah. I go up and back.
Brad, that's fucking insane, dude.
I know you told me this last time we talked about this. It's the way I do it, man.
That's nuts.
And then okay. I load it up with the wax. And I like the scented wax because it smells nice.
Your stick is like 3 times as heavy as it needs to be.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. I have a nice light stick, and I put almost a roll of tape on the handle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. It's not light anymore. No.
I do the blade like I talked about, but I also have a knob on the end. I candy stripe it, and I have the gun grip at the top. I use a shitload of tape. Gun grip.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, debate-wise, I don't really even know if it's a debate. I just kind of want people to really hear me out.
That's right? That's all.
I think that if people... If you don't do it, dude, and you're judging me and you're listening to this, just do it one time. Let me know what you think. That's all I'm asking you.
I did do it one time. I didn't care for it.
Oh, I loved it. Well,
because the other thing, too, when I tape my stick, at the end of taping my stick, I like to take it and put the blade on the mats and, you know, in the locker room and kind of give it a like a shuffleboard to kind of rub it, get it nice and worn down. So you can't do that.
My team wins president trophies and yours doesn't. So
mine did last year and it
not this year.
So
not this year.
Buddy, I hope you do better than the Bruins did with it last year.
We already did here since here, so let's just do our
3 stars.
I don't know why, dude, but I have this in here, which I think is really funny.
No, man, you did that to me. You were giving me a hard time one night.
That's pretty funny. 3 stars. All right, dude, let's do it. 3 stars. Tell the people.
So, these are the 3 stars that we said. These are trophies or trophy categories we could hand out at next year's Northeastern Women's Hockey Banquet.
Love it.
So go ahead. You can go first.
I think my 3rd star would be at some point during the year, you got to get physical with somebody. I'm not talking you got to drop the mitts, but like you at some point in the year, something has to happen where Brownie comes to report the game to me and be like, dude, they almost went. Like, that's what I want in my. And
well,
that's
Kane graduated, so she's the most likely candidate.
But that, or like,
the nail gun line, maybe.
Like, you either got to do that or you got to do something that really pisses off the other team, like Katie rifling pucks at people's skates. Like something I want you to be a little bit of an end. And what's the word I'm looking for?
Instigator?
Yeah, instigator. Thank you.
So, all right. So, I'll move mine around. So, my 3rd star, I was like the most PIMs or suspensions or misconducts. Like, who's the grimiest pro player? Like, the grimy award. It's the same kind of thing.
So, same kind of thing. I like that. Yeah. I like that. My number 2 star, you got to be well-dressed. Walking
in the
Yeah, okay. Well dressed walking into the rink. I'm talking different types of braids. I'm talking different types of hats. Mean mugging, sunglasses on because everybody's hotter in sunglasses, and you need to have some sort of beverage in your hand, whether it's like a electrolyte Gatorade or you're going strictly coffee. I need to know that you're showing up to the rink and you're all business. Okay, so that would be my 2nd star.
So my number 2 is. And I can think of them over the last 3 years who we would have given the awards to. Best wheels. Best skater.
Okay.
I just want the best skater. Like, Alina would have won it, right? You could have made an argument for Chloe. Last year, it would have been Meg Carter. I mean, Meg Carter with the edge work. Abby Marone with the edge work. I mean, just great skaters. I just you know why? It's something I can't do that well. So I appreciate it. You know,
that's fair. I think number 1, I want to see celebrations. I want to see cool intrinsic celebrations. I want to see some heartbreakers. I want to see some what's up, brothers. I want to see some cool fucking shit.
I will say, Skyler, that listen, Mr. Irving, if you're listening, get that fucking tattoo, please, of Skylar's goal with that heartbreaker celebration.
Is it like I'm just designing an award for Skylar Irving? Who knows? Let's see if the other girls step it up next year. But that's what I would want in my award.
All right, so my number one, as a former coach, we used to do this. We always had that kid on the team. And when I coached at different places, we just did it based on the mascot. So we call it the Husky Award. And they probably do something like this. It's the Unsung Hero Award. Who's laying out and blocking those big shots? Who's making sure everybody's there all the time? Who's the team mom? Like that kind of thing. The Unsung Hero Award.
Yeah, so, I think that's cool. I think it's going to be hard to put all these things into one player. But if we ever had a player that did all those things, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, we're just going to call it the Morning Skater.
Yeah.
Ooh, like that?
That was not bad, dude. I don't hate it at all. I'm just trying to think what the trophy should look like because, like, we can't, like...
I told you, I have a trophy guy.
I know, but we can't make it look like a beer can. Like, I want to make it look like something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. It can't be a beer can because we're NCAA. So, like, we have to...
It could be something good. Like, let's say we do...
Yeah, a hot dog or something.
Well, let's say we do this Husky Award. We could just get a Husky and we could put the plaque for whatever we want.
I like that.
You know, so.
Maybe they'll hang it up in the rink.
Well, I'm hoping that they all bring it. They bring it into next year into the locker room to start the year and just announce their presence with authority. So I also have a honorable mention. So the other thing I used to do when I was a coach is, and Coach Karp, you can steal this if you want. So for the graduating seniors, because I coach lacrosse, so it's a whole different vibe, right? Lacrosse and hockey. And for all the seniors, so the graduating players, I would do superlatives, and I would get them all like a little thing, you know, like a lacrosse. That's cool. But the superlatives were just making fun of them. Like this one kid, I'm not going to say his name, but he used to, before games, he had his pregame, he used to have to rub one out. That was his thing. And he told me about it. So when his superlative came up, it was best pregame routine.
Okay.
And then there was like another kid I was like most likely to take his shirt off at any time. Stuff like that. So they're always funny to do stuff like that.
So this kind of went off the rails a little bit, but yeah, I think it's really cool. I'm pumped about it.
We could do the Iggy Award.
We could do that.
That'd be the biggest savage.
Yeah. All right, Brownie. What else?
It's a pretty tight hour, man. So not bad.
Pretty good. Yeah, I got a pack. Get ready.
So Ted's going to Nashville, and we'll be back. When do you come back?
Monday.
Well, when we're gonna have to record Monday night, dude, because the playoffs. Dude,
I'll be back like late Monday.
We're gonna have to do something. We'll have to figure it out because the playoffs.
It's got to be Tuesday.
But the playoffs will have already started. Well, that's okay. We can do our predictions a game in. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
So hey, if you're in Nashville and you see this idiot in a Yankees hat. Walk up to him, kick him in the nuts, and be like,
"Let's go, Rangers!
Skate.
Let's go, Rangers! Let's fucking go, Rangers!" Anything else for people at home?
Hey, if you're out and about, oh my gosh, if you're out and about and you see that big, beautiful bastard, Jerome Iginla, tell him I said hello. And last week, I was walking into Lowe's, had on a Bruins shirt, a T-shirt. It was a Bruins Iginla shirt, and some guy looked at me and he goes, "Iginla was only here 1 year." And I'm like, and it was worth every goddamn minute. And he just looked at me like, what the fuck? And I just kept walking. I even break stride.
I love that, dude. That's like, fucking funny, man.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So that's it. That's all we got.
All right, guys. Well, we will talk to you soon. It's playoff time. Buckle up. Let's go, Buckle Rangers.
Up. Not a cup.
Let's go, Rangers.